This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9. I'm a single lady.
Welcome to The Single Life, where we delve into everything to do with being fun, fabulous, and single in this fast-paced world.
And welcome to another Tuesday evening of The Single Life on Joy 94.9. So awkward in here.
It's awkward because John got fired right before the show started.
Oh, not again.
Sorry.
Paneling.
At least it's all that time at, you know, that family function where someone makes an inappropriate joke and you're like, oh, that came from the dodgy uncle. You know, the uncle who's always looking at your friend with the big breasts. That's awkward.
Whoa. Oh, okay. Hang on.
Well, that's a good segue into tonight's show, which is about awkwardness. Mm-hmm. Welcome, everyone.
And who was that mystery voice?
I know, we have a mystery person in the studio, and that's Shannon.
Hello.
Hi, Shannon.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. Oops, excellent. Too many giggles in here tonight. Fun times. And why, everyone's probably wondering, why is Shannon in here? And
things got awkward.
It did get awkward. Shannon's been hanging around the studio for about the last 6 months begging John and I to come on. So we awkwardly had to let her in tonight.
Well, you know,
so apologies in advance, everyone.
Well, look, if you guys are going to grow trees outside your bed, you know, room windows, and this is just naturally going to happen.
So you can climb up them and look at us.
That's how. That's why I also own navy binoculars.
Maybe break into our house and leave a few post-it notes around. That's a bit awkward.
That is. It wasn't awkward. Shannon, that's something that I did once. But it wasn't awkward at all. It was funny.
That's a good segue, the post-it segue, John.
Yeah, I know. That was pretty classy.
I know. We did some post-it notes during the week.
Love post-its.
And awkwardly, I haven't put them up online yet. So.
I do remember sending them through to you. I did quite a few choice post-it notes, which are actually still up where I put them today. So
really?
They've been up for a week. Yeah, just put them on the wall, on the door, you know, all over the place.
And I put one up in the tram.
Mm. Oh my God, did you?
Yeah. I hope it's still there. Someone's probably read it and they're like, oh, made my day.
Just imagine that too. You're sitting on the tram, going into work, and then slap, this big tall blonde woman just slaps a post-it note on the tram. Love you.
I did it discreetly. Gosh, I don't want to be arrested for the things I write. Look, I will post them up.
I'm not a journalist in Russia, okay?
I'll post them up at some point.
Just stuck it up next to some dribble on the wall.
Yeah, the post-it note wasn't working, so I dribbled on it to put it up there.
That's pretty awkward.
Just what you see on a tram. Mm.
Well, just reiterating, we are talking about awkwardness tonight. So it can be awkwardness, I don't know, when you're dating someone, you know, that initial when you go out on that first date and it's just freaking awkward. And awkward just then.
Just spit it out. Find your words, please.
When you're sitting there and you just run out of conversation, I mean, that's awkward. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it could be when you're walking down the street and you've got a bit of spinach stuck in your teeth. I've done that many a time. That's awkward.
It could be an awkward outfit, like say you just went to the gym and you're half in work clothes, half in gym outfit, maybe.
What are you referring to?
I don't know.
Sounds a bit sus.
Sounds like what I wear every week in here.
So if you would like to interact with us tonight and tell us about some of your awkward stories, or orcs, as I like to say, yeah. Orcs. You can SMS us 0427JOY949, or you can give us a call. Jerry is waiting. 1300JOY949, or email onair@joy.org.au, Michelle.
And people, we have got a new segment tonight, which is Jerry's Love Songs and Dedications. So if you would like to phone him, he's waiting by the phone now for any requests come through.
You put the and in there so we don't get sued.
Yeah.
Love song and dedication.
And it was a little awkward when MDK was trying to call it Jerry's Golden Oldies.
Well, he suggested a song that someone had mentioned, which was really old, and I thought it was his suggestion. So
why don't we call the segment Jerry's Love Post-its?
No.
Silence. No. No.
That is the worst idea ever. And that came from Chenya. Not surprising. I know. So what has everyone been up to this week? Oh. Apart from the post-it notes. So I want to know if anyone's been out on any dates or had any fun, exciting times.
Well, I went out on Thursday.
Oh, finally, she left the house. Yeah, what did you do?
We actually met some girls, my friend Susan. I got there and she'd already rounded up a group of people.
Well,
and
thank God for Susan, because if it was you there waiting, you'd be in a corner somewhere and then playing on your phone.
And then we hung out for the whole night and I got invited to a Halloween party this weekend.
So. Oh, cool.
Yeah, a lesbian Halloween party.
Costume. What are you going to dress as?
I'm going to go as Dexter this year because I've never done it.
Okay. Dexter the cartoon character? Oh,
did you
serial killer?
Dexter the serial killer.
Why is that Dexter. Worse than Dexter?
Did you just say Dexter?
No, Dexter.
Are you from New Zealand?
Yeah, okay. Well,
from
that's
New Zealand.
Yeah, could get that one.
And it's
a
really easy costume as well. You just need cargo pants and a long sleeve top. And
I can't believe a lesbian's got cargo pants and a long sleeve top.
You've seen Tanya before. You see what she wears. Yep, she'd have cargos for sure.
I do all right, visually. Everything else is all a disaster.
It's just the rest of it that's just not happening.
It just goes from bad to worse.
Oh. And Shannon, do you have a song that you want to play tonight?
I do. It's in honour of Australia finally getting on the bandwagon of We Are the Wrists of the Westers. And, ACT passing the same-sex marriage bill.
Woo.
Mm. In honour of that, we're going to play Sex with Ducks.
What?
From the group Garfunkel and Oates. And basically, it's an American duet, and they basically, in the song, it's all about how one of their Republican guys turned around and said, well, if we make marriage equality happen, we're going to legalize people being able to, like, have sex with ducks.
Let's represent marriage equality with bestiality.
You're listening to The Single Life on Joy 94.9.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Well, the SMSs have been running hot, people. Awkwardness. Awkwardness. So let's have a read of some of these messages. Okay, the first one is, my insecurity will be John and Michelle don't turn up for the Single Life Affair on the 9th of November on Joy 94.9 at 6 p.m. Love yous, Brett.
Ready!
So that's the love is self-promotion. Thanks, Brett. So he's promoting that John and I will be on his show.
Yeah,
on the
and
night.
Hey, it's such a good show, and I was so glad to have Brett in the other day. He is just an absolute bag of laughs. And what else was that music that he was telling us about, Michelle?
The Dancy Nancy.
I'm really
Nancy
into that.
Tunes.
Yeah, it's a bit of fun.
It's a bit uplifting. We've got some messages here. One from Brody. He says, it could be awkward when you get in the wrong guy's car. Do you remember doing that, Michelle? I do remember doing that.
Thank you, Brody. You just stole some of my material from the next segment.
Oh, it was about 8. It was going to be like 10 years ago. Brody and I were going to catch up for a night out. He was running extremely late and was coming in someone else's car, and I didn't know what the car looked like. So anyway, I was waiting on the side of the road. It was down on Flinders Street. It was about 10 p.m. I was wearing a leopard print top, denim skirt. Like, it's 10 years ago.
So we know what he thought you were.
Thought I was looking hot. Hot. This car pulls up.
He thought
on
you were
the road.
A service.
Yeah, I thought, oh, this must be Brady and Sean. So I go jump in the front seat of the car because it had tinted windows, not thinking.
Oh, God.
Look across to the driver's side, a guy that I don't even know.
He could have been kidnapped.
And he starts driving off. He goes, hey, where do you want to go? And I was like, can you just go around the corner? And then I'm like, I'm really sorry. I got in the wrong
car. Did you
get out? I jumped
out.
Oh, my
God.
It was
that's
I'm surprised
so
I wasn't murdered.
Yeah.
Thanks, Brady, for making me remember that. That was awkward.
I mean, I could just see Michelle getting in going, just drive, shut up and drive.
So, hang on, who are you? I was like, sorry, I got in the wrong car. Oh, awkward. Johnny Lemon says, Shannon is my favourite fruit. Okay, that's awkward.
Well,
yet I'm totally fine with that.
Johnny, you have to tell us, what sort of fruit is Shannon, pray tell, exactly?
Oh, I'm a bit nervous for that response.
Is she a peach, a kumquat, or a lemon?
Oh,
maybe even a kiwi
something
fruit.
Else. Yeah, kiwi fruit. for the Kiwi. And he also says, when you try to let out a discreet fart, thinking it's silent, but it fires off like a machine gun. It's happened to me. Oh, that is awkward.
That's pretty awkward.
Do you know what another awkward thing is?
What?
I think that we should get our favourite friend, Johnny Lemon, in next week.
Oh.
That is a great idea.
Okay, well, it's not... How about Johnny Lemon is coming in next week, John? Are you nervous? I've invited him in as a trial to take over your spot.
I'll let him go on the panel. I don't know.
He's not doing the panel. He's coming in to chat with me. Okay. And we're testing him out.
Okay.
Oh, John's fine with it.
Does Johnny Lemon know how to panel?
Johnny Lemon is amazing. Did you hear how he called me his favourite fruit? Let's just go with that.
I don't understand how that's impressive. Like, Michelle, you're my favourite fruit. Okay, no, that's awkward.
That is awkward.
It's not a fruit.
Okay, moving right
along. So anyway, Johnny's coming in next week. Johnny's coming in as a trial replacement for John. Mm-hmm. I love it. And if anyone else wants to come in for a trial in the coming weeks, SMS 0427 joy 949, email onair@joy.org.au, or even phone now.
Jerry.
Jerry's waiting for your call, 1300-JOY-949.
And, of course, if we have any Facebookers out there, they can access our Facebook page by going to joy.org.au/singlelife and scroll down to the Like Us on Facebook link.
Well, I'm wanting to know if anyone else has had any awkward moments out there, dating moments.
I just had one. I'm looking down the barrel of my replacement.
You look scared.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm a little scared. It's just settling in right now.
Just try
to earn your money this week, all right?
Okay, I'm going to work really hard.
Because we've got replacements out there banging on our door.
Well, that's how I got in here.
Through awkwardness.
I may or may not have Judith Lucy and Dolly Diamond waiting at the door to come and replace you, MDK.
Bring them. Bring it. It's not awkward when you don't have them. Bring it. Judith or Dolly, SMS in now. 0427-JOY-949 really, and confirm queen. This. Confirm. Confirm or deny.
Untrue.
Where was Dolly this week?
She was on pre-record, I believe.
I wonder where all the curtains were and, you know, the glitz.
The glitz and glamour. And then we come in and it's just like budget.
Budget production.
God, I don't know. Awkward moments. Have you guys had any awkward moments? I know both of you, and I'm just looking at you now going, how could you not have an awkward moment out there?
Queens of the awkward moments, I'd like to call them. Fruity queens.
All right, so you know that moment where you realise that you're the awkward one on the date?
Oh, no. I've never had that.
Oh, lies.
That's a lie. So it wasn't until I arrived in Australia and I've now lived in four different countries, and it wasn't until earlier this year, within arriving in Australia, within the first 3 weeks, that I was the awkward person.
So what other countries are we talking about that you weren't awkward?
New Zealand, okay. England and Scotland. And it took Australia for me to be awkward.
Well, most New Zealanders are awkward, so...
No, that's just our accent.
Okay. You just seem awkward.
And a weak economy. So we were... At that point in our date where we decided, wouldn't it be really lovely to go for a walk through the botanical gardens?
Uh-oh.
And it's going well because dinner went well and the whole dessert thing went well. And
dessert?
Like, yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm impressed.
You got that.
Date was going well.
Going well.
By the sounds of it.
And then we went for a walk through the botanical gardens.
And I feel like we're on the precipice of something.
I honestly thought in the distance it was this group of people and what I thought was a feral cat. And I was like, okay. All right, what are they, doing?
A feral cat?
Okay.
Sorry.
Making it even more awkward than it is.
I thought you were going to say you fell in a bush or something.
Double entendre.
Oh, look what you're saying.
Let me get a story out, people.
Shannon, please, carry on. Ignore the ruckus. Come on. When you're
this
ready.
This is awkward because she can't talk now.
So anyway, I thought it was a feral cat, and as we walked closer, I realised it was a possum.
Oh, yeah.
And these people were like luring it over and trying to stroke it and feed it food. And in my country, a possum is a pest, and you are basically a hero if you destroy one.
Oh. Yes.
And so here in Australia, it's a protected animal, and everyone's like, yay, possums. And to me, I was just like, it's the first time I've ever seen anyone positively interact with a possum.
Now, I've got to say as well, Joy 94.9 does not support animal cruelty in any way, shape, or form. I just want to say that.
I have a friend, a New Zealander, who lives across from the gardens in, is it Carlton or just outside the city, and there's possums everywhere, and she goes across the road and pats them and stuff.
Ooh. How weird is that? Yeah. That is just weird. Well, what are you doing?
She's the possum whisperer. And I was like, I know they look cute, but they're vicious.
Terrible human right there. Basically, I kind of lose it and not realizing that I'm on a date. I'm like, what are they doing? That is a feral animal and it is wrong. And it is so wrong. What are you doing feeding it? And she's just like, welcome to Australia and this is what we do.
No.
It's a protected species.
Yeah, this is when I found out it was a protected species. And I was like, this is just so weird. And she goes, no, this is normal. And I'm just like, how? How is this normal? And then I kind of talked about how in New Zealand we eat them. And we
what?
Eat them? Yeah, you can eat possum.
That's no,
disgusting. Gross.
And then you can turn them into like gloves and things.
Whoa! Is it awkward if we tell you to get out of the studio? That's off.
And so basically, that's when the date kind of like didn't work.
I can see why.
So I'm just going to go back to the train station. Mm. You have a good night. And I was like, oh.
And so no kiss on the cheek?
No kiss on the cheek, but I did get a, you have a safe trip home.
Oh. So no follow-up SMS or phone call either.
No, but to be fair, I didn't follow up the phone call either.
Well, you probably got a phone call from Peter going, that's cruelty to animals, mm-hmm. but that's okay.
Peter? Oh, you mean the RSPCA or something?
Protection, blah, 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 something about animals. Yeah. Naomi, is that woman?
Campbell?
Model? Yeah, hates them. Mm. Or they hate her. It's alternative.
How do you know they hate her?
Because I think she was wearing fur at one stage and they would basically post things about how they were anti, you can't do this, what about Paul?
Probably threw things at her and paint and stuff.
Listen, guys, I've got an awkward story that I'd like to bring up.
Oh.
How about that awkward moment when you organise a venue for a blind date and then you accidentally rock up to a different venue, MDK?
Oh, God. Yeah, that was me.
That was a bit awkward, I'm pretty sure. That was a pretty awkward moment.
Wrong
there.
Car, wrong venue.
Wrong clothing. Do you know what? I live for the awkward moment. I love an awkward moment. Mm. So, look, I'm happy with awkward moments. I think I actually did that on purpose so I could make an awkward moment and then have some conversation around it. I think it's funny. Awkwardness adds to the fun, the funniness.
Well, it makes the date memorable.
Definitely does.
To say the very least.
We've got a few more SMSs. Shall I read them out?
Go for it.
Hi, lovelies. Awkward is when you're out at a club and talking with someone and hitting it off when they say, hey, want to dance? Response is, I'm waiting for someone. Well, you know what? I'm going to dance anyway. Paraphrase. Bleep you. Well, thanks, Scott.
It's better than saying, I have to go over here now, which is super awkward.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of awkward, we've got another text.
We do. From Megan. Megan says, I actually managed to feel less secure than the more peculiar I dress. Top hats and metal boots are just sexy as hell. Well, that's one way to overcome awkwardness, by just going all out there.
You know, I actually have an awkward story about a friend of mine called Megan. I think it's a different Megan, though. One time she was she organized this date to meet up with someone. And anyway, she'd been messaging this person all day and they met up at a popular Chapel Street Mexican restaurant. And I want to say it wasn't a classy one. It wasn't the classy, fabulous one. It was a less than classy, low range.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's texting this person. They rock up, still texting. She's thinking, who is this person? And so it turns out she'd been texting the wrong person all day.
No.
And to make it even funnier, she'd been texting this person that she was selling power tools to on eBay.
Oh my God. Yeah.
But there was a rainbow at the end of this story that she actually really liked the power tool purchaser and they ended up going out on a date. So it was a good save there for an awkward moment.
Oh my God, that's so good.
That, yeah. That reminds me of my cabbage is warm and my meat is sweating text.
Oh, yeah, that was awkward.
Yeah, that's pretty awkward.
That I sent to my ex. I got another text one. I kind of sort of broke up with someone and then...
You didn't do it via a text message, did you?
No, no, no. Well, it just ended awkwardly, you know, when no one ends it, it just ends. And so I was a little bit upset. So I sent them this angsty message, or I wrote an angsty message. And I was like, okay, I'm not going to send it. So I went into my phone to delete the angsty message and I accidentally sent it. And then I quickly sent another message saying, no, I didn't mean to send that.
No, just go with it, Tanya. Just go with it.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to send that. And she said, yeah, right.
Yeah, so. That's a bit of a fail.
Oh, that reminds me of a time I was meant to meet up with a guy and he kept texting me, let's meet up, let's do this, let's do that, like coffee catch up or whatever. And I just couldn't be bothered.
Yeah.
So I went to message my friend saying, oh, I'm so over it. He's so annoying and so boring. Won't get the hint. Sent it to him.
Yeah,
never heard from him again.
I know. When you're writing those, you have to say, don't send it to the person. Don't send it to the person you're talking about.
Okay. Bad. Okay, so there was this point where when I was coming out of my closet, which was an amazing closet, by the way, and I was getting some guidance and help from some older gay-ish friends, and one of them said, look, you're going to go to gay clubs and you're gonna meet some horrendous people. But nothing's going to be more horrendous than this particular moment. I'm like, I don't know. I've had some pretty awkward, horrendous moments. And she's like, nah, this is pretty bad. So she had been talking to someone on the floor. And she's like, yeah, I'm totally hitting this off. I am totally nailing every point of this. And then she's like, and then someone came out from underneath her dress.
Oh.
And I was like, what?
Did you say someone?
What? Yeah. Yeah. Oh. So she was talking, thinking she was hooking up with this person eventually. But this person was already technically hooking up with someone on the dance floor of this club. And she's just like, Shannon, whatever happens to you,
the
most awkward moment has already happened.
Must have been a big dress.
I think it must have been.
For a whole person to fit.
It was like a big bouffant dress.
Or maybe it was a short person, maybe.
Short people are valuable.
Okay, that's got a story in there. Wedding gown, maybe? I don't know.
Oh, gosh. Well, how about we end this awkwardness of all of it and play a song?
I'll tell you what's awkward. The picture I'm looking at on YouTube right now, John.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
And welcome back to The Single Life on Joy 94.9. Was that song a bit awkward?
Who hasn't already gone there? Anything
awkward.
To get ahead.
If you've just tuned in, we are talking about awkwardness tonight. So awkward dates, just awkwardness in general. If you can't get a date, well, that's awkward in itself. So if you have any awkward stories, SMS 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au.
And we are literally bursting at the seams. We've got poor Jerry, who's coming up in about 10 minutes, answering our calls like wildfire. And I believe that we got a phone call from Megan.
Yes, Megan did call through just to say hi.
Yeah, hi, Megan.
Hi, Megan.
Because we didn't get the gist of it from the 5 texts, so we need a call.
So I'll read through some other SMSs.
She's persevering.
She's becoming awkward. She wants to be on the show. Yeah. She does want to be on the show.
John replacement. Well, just throwing it out there.
We might get her on the week after because she's SMS'd in and said, geez, when's my turn, Michelle?
Whoa.
So she does want to come in. We've also got a shout out to Leanie who says she's listening. Hi, Leanie. Hi.
Hi.
And Matt said, I once met a guy in a club. He invited me back to his place. As we were stripping down, he said, hang on a minute, and left the room. I could then hear him throwing up in the toilet because he had a bit too much to drink. When he was done, he came back in, got into bed and fell asleep, leaving me with no idea what to do. Awkward.
Yeah, that's awkward.
Matt, I feel for you. Awkward. What did you do? Did you leave? Did you stay?
Mm-hmm.
Send us a message. Dying to know.
0427.
So that I can know what to do next time that happens to me.
Send us a message, 0427JOY949. You can give Jerry a call out in reception, 1300JOY949, or email onair@joy.org.au.
Michelle. Do we have any more awkward stories? To kill this awkward silence?
While we're on the topic, John, didn't you have one?
Yeah, I actually do.
John.
So My week is just filled with awkward, but fortunately a lot of it's not happening to me. I'm more of an awkward spectator. I like to sit back and just watch the waves of awkwardness crash in on my non-awkward beach. Do you like how I'm on my throne of non-awkwardness?
That was an awkward metaphor.
I didn't think you said beach just then, but I just clicked. I'm like, no, that's an accent thing. He said awkward beach.
Yeah, not that other word. So I was speaking to my Dutch friend the other week, or this week, Lucas. I found out that the poor guy, aged 20-something, is still a virgin, which is, that's pretty awkward in itself. But then I found out that this 20-something guy hasn't actually gone out with anyone since he was 15. And he's had this person that he's disliked, turned it around, and now he likes this person. And he worked up the courage, the anti-awkwardness courage, to ask this person out. So I think that's an awkward story turned a little bit rosy.
Oh, we need
and that's an awkward silence.
Crickets.
Okay. I think my favorite meeting awkward moment was, this is when I was living in Brighton, which for in the UK. So it's like the gay capital of the UK.
Yeah.
And so I was in the showers at the gym, and so the kind of cubicle showers.
Yeah.
So you can't see anything. It's all just water and stuff.
Door open or closed?
Closed.
Okay,
it's me.
Closed.
Like, I'm a descendant of Catholics.
Okay.
Sorry. Okay. Does that just come out?
Just curious.
And all of a sudden, across the room, someone swears out loud. Then there's this massive bang, and so someone's collapsed on the floor. And so you're naked in the shower, and you've just heard someone fall over and collapse. You're just like, silence. And you go, so, are you okay? They're like,
well, it's a, you know what? It's a great way to meet someone.
It's a great way to meet someone. Yeah. And so what happened from there on? And they're like, yep, I'm all good. I'm all good. I dropped stuff. I'm like, excellent. Okay.
Don't come in. Don't come in. I'm naked. I'm
so
naked.
I kind of turned and was like, good. I'm so glad that you're okay, because then that would have been an awkward first meeting, because I would have been naked. You would have been naked. You would have been passed out.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way I can make that sound good.
Yeah, and it's a weird way. If you're both conscious, it's a weird way to start off a friendship. Like, you know, remember that time we were both naked and it was like, you know, it was really magical and now we're friends.
Oh, yeah. My God. That's actually what's happened, though, because then after the whole thing, it's like, so we're all in the changing room now and we're all kind of clothed and stuff. And then somebody said something and I was like, whatever. And I laughed. Oh my God, I knew this happened. You saw it.
Mm.
I make this weird hand gesture when I laugh, people. It just came out.
Sorry, that was awkward.
This is awkward. Really awkward.
There we are in the gym changing room. And then this woman called Sophie goes, so it's you. I could tell by your accent. And I'm like, yep. And she goes, see, nobody from the UK would actually ask if you're okay after you fell over in a shower.
Oh, that's rude.
But it's nice that the Australasian did. I'm like,
the what?
Yeah, Australasian.
Australasian.
Because they don't want to be known as New Zealanders, because that's embarrassing overseas. So they try and claim Australian citizenship.
This all is right. So true. You've got so much to be proud of.
I know. Especially when overseas, everyone wants to be our friends.
Yes, and it's interesting to note that your Kiwi heritage is a bit orcs for you. A bit awkward.
I've got an awkward story, actually, about being naked.
Oh.
I actually went to bed once, woke up in the morning, and was part paralyzed. I couldn't move from the neck down.
That's that's called being roofied.
No, I was naked and I didn't know what to do. So
as long as you're in the right bed this time.
Yeah, I was in my bed. There was no one else there. Hadn't been out the night before. So I could barely move. I moved my arm, called the ambulance. Well, actually, I called my mum. She's like, just call the ambulance. I called the ambulance.
Mm.
They came and then I realised I'm naked. What am I meant to do?
Yeah.
So I had to, when they came in, I had to help. They had to help push me up. And then I said, please get out. And I put some clothes on and then they trolleyed me downstairs.
Oh,
awkward.
Do you mean like Silence of the Lambs style? Like,
yeah, you're on a trolley. Kind of. Sure. Into the
who calls the paramedics and then says, get out.
That's pretty awkward. Now, guys, if you have an awkward story that you'd like to share with us, you can SMS us 0427JOY949 or give Jerry a call, who will be joining us in about 5 minutes.
Jerry.
1300JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au. So, Michelle,
Fun times.
You're the queen of awkward.
I wanted to go get Jerry. So, what?
I think we all thought I was going to be the star of this show, but Michelle's just taken it.
The star of awkwardness.
Yeah.
I seriously thought it would all be about you. All these awkward moments are coming up about me.
Do you know what is a bit awkward? Is my social media expertise at the moment. I'm pretty sure when I posted on our Facebook page, I didn't say that our show was about awkwardness. I'm pretty sure I said it was about insecurity, Michelle.
I know, you did. So I had to rectify that. Awkward. We've got Megan's SMS'd in again. Tanya, why don't you read that one out?
Okay, well, I haven't checked it, but here goes. Well, my most awkward moments were, one was a girl actually started making out with me when I said I was a virgin. Awkward, but awesome. And also, I had some guy pushing a table into me while trying to hit on me. Megan, that is more weird than awkward. Megan.
Yeah, that's kind of, that's not awkward.
It's kind
that's
of violent. Kind of,
yeah, it's like...
Don't put it off that, Megan.
Maybe reconsider your pickup approach because that's just not going to work.
But this virgin thing, that's a score. Someone just started making out with you, Megan.
Oh. So we actually have Jerry in the studio. Jerry, welcome.
Thank
welcome
you
to
guys.
The studio.
This is very exciting
Jerry,
for me.
Jerry.
Oh,
Jerry.
Calm down, Tanya.
Get over here, Michelle, for the chanting.
Yeah, you must get involved in the chanting.
Jerry.
Oh.
So that sounded like a cheer squad. That was very good.
I feel like I'm taking on the role of the anchor for a moment. Is that right, Michelle? Do I have to introduce
this? No, the people have demanded Jerry, so we've got him in. So we are going to make a regular segment on the show, Jerry's love songs and dedications.
Okay.
So each week, Jerry's going to pick out a song from all the dedications that have been sent through. You can either send them through via SMS when we're online, when we're on air.
0427JOY949.
Or on our Facebook page.
Which is accessed by going to joy.org.au/singlelife.
So send us a private message on that.
Mm-hmm. Scroll down to the link and hit like us on Facebook.
Yeah, send a private message though, because we don't want everyone to know your daggy songs that you're picking, because we only select the best.
Oh, come on. Lighten up a little.
Thanks to Jerry, there's been an awkward moment in here, because we've loaded his song up on the computer and I've just been staring at a picture of a butt for about 10 minutes. Thanks, Jerry.
So, Jerry, what's
I'm
your
glad
pick?
I could help.
What's your pick for this week?
Well, I have been sitting out there tonight just overwhelmed by all the emails and the calls that we've got for people's love songs and dedications. But I thought I'd go with the theme of awkwardness tonight. And I thought, of all the songs that came in, what could be one that could help us all in an awkward moment? And we've all been, you know, sort of at the end of the night and we're with somebody and we're trying to, you know, just see how it all goes. And there can be a point where there's a little bit of uncomfortableness. So I just thought, why not just go for heavy rock? So I went back to 1977, I think it was, and one of... the early bands of actually my teenage years was called Rose Tattoo, and it was headed by a guy called Angry Anderson, who you might all know for lots of reasons. One, including, and people might have thought I would have selected Suddenly, which was the wedding song for Scott and Charlene's wedding on Neighbours.
Oh, good choice.
But
Jerry, you're really showing your age here, man.
I am, but that's an iconic moment in Australian television, and I thought...
Suddenly.
But I thought, no, I thought it's been a big night, everyone's feeling a bit awkward, so let's just blow the speakers out and go for Bad Boy for Love.
You're listening to The Single Life on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
And I don't know what that was.
Oh, hello. That was awkward because I couldn't understand it.
I have an awkward international moment.
Oh, really? Yeah. So, talk to us.
Some friends and I went to Spain for the tomato throwing festival.
Yeah.
And so we were taking turns swimming. Sort of like there'd be a couple of people watching the gear and the rest of us were out in the sea. And so I kind of got separated from my friends and you were just in a sea of hotness. The Spanish people are hot. That's not being
written. There's hot people internationally just in general.
I was just like, wow. And then I realized the only thing I knew how to say in Spanish was hola.
Hola. Which hola. I'm not allowed to say in this show anymore. Yeah. I'm banned.
John's been banned.
Oh, really?
MDK's just, she laid down the law. She said, John,
you
don't like Spain.
Been there.
You've never been there. You don't like it. You can't say it. And that's all she said, and that was it.
But all I could say to these people was holla. So they'd come up to you and start a conversation, and there you are with these hot people, and you've got nowhere to go. And then I was like, oh, this is so disappointing.
Shannon,
damn it.
Do you know what's awkward about what you've just said?
What? You didn't take advantage of that. Just kiss them.
I'm pretty sure the H is silent, so you've been running around Spain going, holla,
holla.
It's actually hola.
Oh, God.
The H, it's like...
You're like hollering them over. Holla.
My friends and I went back to the spa, and I was talking to a friend we had just made, and I was like, yeah, all I said was this, and it's so disappointing. And Annalisa turns around and goes, oh, Shannon, you say hola, and then six eyes.
Yeah, that's all you need to do.
She goes, you just go for it. I'm like, oh, damn it, life.
You're awkward. You just need to just go with it when they come at you with the hollers. Has anyone else got any awkward moments? I'm sure Tanya's got plenty.
Are we going to do sex stories or not? Are we going
there? Oh, do yep. it.
Go
All
on.
All right, so I was in...
Get into it, Tanya.
I was in, air quote, Amsterdam, where it's legal to have sex in public. And my girlfriend, we were leaning on the bonnet of my car because the car broke down, and my girlfriend wanted to... You know, and so we did, and then halfway through we realized there was like a family house right there, and there were children looking out the window of the house.
Oh dear.
Awkward.
Daytime?
Yeah, in the daytime. And no. We were just like, okay, that's enough.
And most important question that I think everybody wants to ask you, Tanya.
Yeah.
Did you stop or did you keep going?
I think we stopped. I was supposed to be on lookout and a guy walked past, and then I got scolded for not keeping it because the guy laughed when he walked past. So.
Have you guys ever been walking in town? Like, this has happened to a few people. I mean, I grew up in Wellington, so anyone who's grown up in Wellington has this sort of habit. You walk past some cars and stuff, and every now and then you do see people masturbating in them.
Whoa.
Have you guys ever seen that?
No.
And you're just like, this is awkward.
Hang on. What suburb do you live in, Shannon? Is it Frankston?
Well,
that doesn't happen in Frankston. I'm from there.
Well, this girl I was going out with, it was an exhibitionist, and she used to do it on public transport. And I was like, how do you do that without anyone seeing? That's not right.
That's part of the thrill, though, the idea of being caught.
Do they want to be caught, though?
No, they don't. They're horrified when they're caught, but they like the idea of maybe getting caught.
Okay.
You know? It's kind of weird.
No, this sounds awkward.
Yeah. That awkward moment when they are caught. And I hope I never catch anyone doing anything.
Yeah.
You're such a prude, MDK. You've got to loosen up a bit.
I know.
Well, how about you? Tell me about, have you, you know, ever done it outside of the confines of your bedroom? Kitchen.
Like I said, this show's not about me.
Answer the questions,
you're in someone else's bed,
answer the questions. Kitchen.
Hey, well, it's not sexual. Getting into someone's car accidentally. That was very innocent.
Posing as a service.
Innocent. Now this is getting awkward. I'm getting all hot under the collar. Okay, so we're talking about awkwardness. So if anyone's had an awkward moment, SMS 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au because I'd love to hear your stories.
And don't forget to give Jerry a call, 1300JOY949.
He's standing by waiting for your call. If anyone wants to also make a request for songs...
Yep.
For Jerry next week, make sure you send us a message on our Facebook.
I'm pretty sure Megan has. Megan might have some special song requests, so get them through, Megan. Facebook, joy.org.au/singlelife. If you scroll down about halfway down the page, you'll see a link, like us on Facebook. Go through there, hit the like button, and you will be given all the special secret awesome updates of the Single Life on Joy94.9.
And I'm hoping that Johnny Lemon will message in at some point just to confirm that he is coming in next Tuesday to practice as your substitute.
Well, it is actually quite disappointing because I thought there was a little bit of awkwardness happening to me on the show tonight.
You knew it was coming.
So what I've done...
It's a sixth sense.
What I've done, I've actually written it into this envelope, which I'm going to give you now, which I predicted was my awkwardness for this evening.
Oh, John knew that there was awkwardness because we were talking in a corner without him. We were like, let's all talk about the show. Mm-hmm. So opening it up, yes. John was like, I know you're going to talk something awkward about me.
Probably
So let's just open the note.
Probably because it's a sealed envelope because I thought I'd just see, you know,
John,
I wrote all over it.
John thought something was up because of all the secret conversations in the kitchen, maybe.
When I was like, come down to the kitchen and talk to me. John, awkward moment. Johnny Lemon is calling Vice. So, John, you knew. You knew Johnny was going to come in.
Yep.
It was pretty damn obvious, wasn't it? Johnny, you better be coming in next week and not stand me up.
That would be awkward.
That would be so awkward and embarrassing.
Because you know what? One thing that I am not, and that is I'm not a piker. I've come in every week except for those 3 weeks I was on holidays. And I have brought it to this show, MDK, and you know it.
Oh, well, listeners, make sure you're tuning in next week for when we have Johnny on, so we can do a poll on who do you think's better.
Who's the real Johnny?
John P. Wintle or Johnny Lemon? Who's the man that's going to be here with me?
Well, hey, Michelle.
For the next...
Hey, Michelle, I just wish that I had a fruit for a surname. I feel like I'm missing out.
I know.
I could be like Johnny Kiwi Fruit or Johnny Dragon Fruit.
I like how we used to Kiwi Fruit. You looked at me. I'm just pointing that out.
I was just thinking about you, Shannon.
Shannon's the Kiwi Fruit.
Mm-hmm. Is Johnny Lemon a lesbian?
That's
oh my god!
No.
Oh, that's so awkward.
That is so awkward. And we've been talking about awkwardness all night. And on that note, I think it's time to wrap for another week.
Yes.
Thanks everyone for joining us. Make sure you tune in next week, 10 p.m. same time as normal Tuesdays for the single. I'd just like to thank Shannon for coming in.
It's been great.
We've done also, our awkward moment now.
I'd also like to thank Johnny Lemon for not coming in and just allowing my career in radio just to go 1 week more.
Johnny, make sure you message me personally, not the single life page, because I know John will
sabotage.
And Tanya, thanks as always for coming in.
Oh, no worries.
We'll see you next week with some awkward stories.
Thanks for humiliating me once
again. Oh, I love it. And everyone tune in next Tuesday to see the fun and games.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.